Okay.
Trouble you, but the remainder of the game, you would be satisfied with that, I should imagine?
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, it is a four-quarter game, and you know, the game is full of momentum at this level now, and Carlton certainly had it early, and we were able to wrestle our way back into the contest and then finish off really strong, which was pretty pleasing.
You're going to be asked again and again about these poor starts. Are you still believing it's mindset?
Yep. Yeah, it's one. Just as I said, it's just a game there. But you've got to give credit to opposition, you know, and certainly the sides that have put us under pressure a little bit have been reasonable sides, and we just haven't handled it as well as we'd like. But I think, as I just said, the whole game's the important part of it. And yes, we did give up a couple of bits of score early, and we just need to be a little bit stronger there in those tight moments, which we weren't again tonight.
Is there an issue there? I mean, I know the more you talk about it, the more it becomes an issue.
Yeah, that's what we just talked about.
Yeah, but what do you think's really? It's been there for more than a year, so.
Yeah, well, I suppose to our credit, we were able to rectify it and fix it up last year, you know, and we don't want to go back to last year, but we were able to get it right. Because then by the end of the year, you were asking me about our third quarters, which were becoming the issue. So, no, I keep saying the game, it's four quarters. That's the hard part. And, you know, is the momentum any different in the first quarter than it is in the fourth quarter, and who's got it and who hasn't got it? That's just probably the way the game's played a little bit. And sides have been able to get a good start on us. So, you know, I think we're okay, but we just got to keep turning up and keep making sure we change that as quick as we can. We'd love our stuff to be at the start too.
So on the flip side, why do you think you're so strong at finishing?
100% honest, we're just a great running team. Teams know that. Teams know they're going to play against a hard-running Port Adelaide. We're going to be a hard-running team, and you know, we're going to make it a tough day. If you come and play against Port Adelaide, you're going to run, and you're going to have to run really hard for four quarters.
How good was Westhoff in keeping you in the game in that second quarter?
Yeah, look, I did quite a bit of press before the game, and there's a few Westhoff questions. He's a great player for us. He's got great composure, and he stands up when you need him, and that's, you know, that's a sign of a really great player, I reckon. That's when the times are, you know, down and he stands up, he was pretty good again tonight.
Was he taken back because of the way it started in that first quarter?
Yeah, threw
him back there.
You've seen us use him in that role in my time regularly, and you know, when we feel like we need to change things around a little bit, one of the moves that we do go to a bit is the Westie move. And, you know, sides man him up, sides don't man him up, and, you know, we then have to play a game to see what we can get.
Jared Pollock's debut, you must have been really proud, Ken.
Yeah, I've got to say, Jared's been a pretty handy pickup for us so far, and I'm really pleased about the way he's come to the club. I'm more pleased about what he's done off the footy field, to be honest. He's just worked really, really hard. He's brought into Port Adelaide style of football and training, and you know, been good luck to him. He's played really well tonight.
Where's he developed that maturity that we seem to see in him now?
There's a wonderful thing called being happy, I reckon. You know, and he's home and he's happy. And as I keep saying, it's not a reflection of where he's come from. It's a reflection of where his mind's at, and he's home. He's really comfortable, you know, and he enjoys the environment he's in because he's at home, I think, and that's the main thing.
Did you find yourself having to challenge him at the beginning, though, for that new mindset?
I think I wanted to explain to him what it looks like to play at Port. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, that wasn't because he wasn't doing anything great. He just needs to know what we stand for. And look, our leaders were able to do that with him regularly, you know, and he certainly got on board with them. And once you commit to this group, they stick together pretty tight.
And obviously on the other side, you wouldn't need to talk too much to Ollie Whites. He seems to be defining Port Adelaide at the moment, doesn't he?
Ollie's been pretty strong for us, and he's a young man that just wants to be very, very good, and he works really hard. The best players I know, they work really hard at their game. You know, and Ollie's one of those boys that just works really hard at his game.
Where do you think he's taken it even better this year? I know it's only one game, but for the pre-season we've even seen that he was developing something that's following up from last year.
Look, I probably want to say what he's been able to do is just be a part of a great midfield group that want to work together. And, you know, we single out Ollie because he's a bit more of a story, but I think you understand that week in, week out, there's someone else that has to do the job. Someone steps up, and, you know, Ollie got away with it a little bit tonight. He, you know, 11 clearances, lots of contested possession, pretty impressive. But he did that because his other teammates are taking a fair bit of heat. Boak's getting a tag, Ebert's getting a tag. You know, he gets a look at it in that situation, which is good for us.
How good's he going to be?
Ollie? I'm not sure. It's very early in his career. He's started off really strong. I hope he turns out to be a great player. And as I said before, if it goes on how you go about it and how you work, he'll be a very good player.
In the first half, it seemed that when Warnock was on, they were controlling clearances. Were you mindful of his impact on the game and how to work to his ruck?
No, we changed quite a bit of our clearance work, I think, not just the ruck stuff. I really enjoyed Loebs' effort, but we changed quite a bit of our rucks, our stoppage work, and we had to play the game a bit. They were winning the battle a little bit, so from the coach's box, and our coaches did a good job of reorganising things and getting it back on our terms, and then we got challenged again.
When you threw Trengove in there, how much did that justify that you can bring him back after a long break?
He gets his hands on the ball, and he's been good every time we've been able to throw him in there, so he does give us a bonus. We wanted him in the team. We knew that we wanted to play him and get... Look, you take a risk, but you have to get him game time, and game time in a trial game on a Friday night for us is not going to get Jackson as far as we need to go, and, we're now one run better off, and we go into the next round with him in much better form.
Just on Paul, Ken... When he came out of the under-18 system, his outside work was obviously pretty good, but he's sort of seriously started to round out his game with the contested stuff. What's brought about that change?
You have to play like that at Port Adelaide. That's just the facts. You've got to come into the club, and you've got to be able to enjoy the contest, and we know that's the area that we really want to improve on as a whole club. Jared sees the work that other people do, and he sees the attention that we put on it, and you just have to buy into it, because you don't play if you don't, and that's really important to us. So you have to come in and play that stuff.
That starter was that again, that other issue that you brought up before about contested footy and efficiency with the footy.
Yeah.
How did you correct that? What did you do there in sort of getting into the players' minds that they had to work harder there?
I really challenged my leaders at halftime, I've got to say. I had a real go at them about what we were trying to achieve, and I think, as I've said publicly, your leaders have to stand up on game day, and that's the most important time. And I think most of them were struggling a little bit in the first half. What a response that they gave us with the way they went about it, Ebert and Boke and Gray, even Trengove stronger again in the second half, Hartlett got going. I'm trying to make sure I don't miss one of them, but there's someone, Monfries and Lobe, I think I've nearly got them all there. They just did what leaders do, I reckon, and that's willed themselves into the contest.
What do you do for the next 2 weeks?
Us as a footy club. Oh, we prepare for round two, which is, there's a bit of rest that you have to give the boys, and we're mindful of that. I really trust them. They look after themselves pretty much now. Burjo gives them a good a good program to follow, and they're pretty autopilot with that stuff. They do the right things.
How did Carlisle come out of that trial?
Yeah, fine. Got through really well, to be honest. And being a trial game, for what a trial game's worth, he played well. But gives himself a chance. He's still got to force. Some good young players out of that back line, I reckon, and that's what I liked. I liked Cleary and I liked Thompson and Impey. I thought, it was a really young back line, really young.
Cassesi was obviously subbed out. Suggestions were that he might have had a bit of a calf.
Yeah, no, he was a bit tight in the calf, and we had the discussion at three-quarter time, and I said to Dom, you make the call, go for it for the first minute. If you're not feeling right, I don't want to run the risk. So he, as you've seen, I reckon within a minute nearly in the last quarter, he came just straight to the line, and we made the call. We were nearly going to make it before three-quarter time, the sub call, and again, Broadbent, who was he came on with a sting in his tail, and he played like a person who wants to make sure he's not sub.
What's it say about following up from last year, a game like that one?
Oh, it's one game. It's one game. It's the start of the season, but it's the way we wanted to start the season. It's if you look at our season 12 months ago, it was a significant game that we had to start with. We've actually advanced ourselves probably as a football club to the point where we're playing a higher ranked team in round one, and we're able to come away with a strong win, which is pleasing.